If you're doing business in Denmark or New Zealand, probably you don't have to bribe a lot of people. But it's a different matter in Tajikistan, where even the simplest transaction often requires a kickback. Fighting corruption is the stated goal of the organization Transparency International. Every year it publishes an index of perceived corruption around the world. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca talked to Transparency International's Nancy Boswell.
Nancy Boswell, if you look at the list, the countries that are the least corrupt, like Finland and Iceland, they're countries with high literacy rates, low infant mortality rates, high per capita income. Whereas countries at the bottom of the list, Bangladesh and Nigeria, they're all opposite. Are there any countries that run against the trend, say a relatively poor country that's not very corrupt?
Well, this is a snapshot looking at the degree of corruption in over 133 countries. And there were some surprises. I think what we found was that there were countries, you might call them developing economies, like Chile, Hong Kong, and Singapore, that were doing extremely well, whereas you had several OECD countries, which are the major economies in the world, including France, Spain, and Italy, that scored less than 7, where 10 is a perfect score and 1 is a very bad one.
And why do you call this the Corruption Perception Index and not just the Corruption Index?
It's very hard to get hard data on corruption. Clearly, this is something that is done, for the most part, in secret. So we have asked business people, academics, and country analysts around the world, both those living in the country and those who are simply visiting there, to give their impression of the degree of corruption. And we find that it tracks pretty well across the board.
Are we talking, were they surveyed about public corruption, or does the fact that I have to give a kickback to my super to repair the ceiling, will that somehow show up in the index?
Well, I'm not sure it gets down to that fine point, but you're right that it's the daily corruption that really has the greatest impact on citizens and countries around the world. But all of these surveys used a fairly comparable definition. They were looking at the misuse of public power for private benefit. Such actions as bribing public officials, having to pay kickbacks, extra payments, you might call them, to get things done, or even major embezzlement of public funds.
Is corruption better seen as the cause of a country's dysfunction, or is it the result of a country's dysfunction?
Certainly, corruption is very damaging to countries that are trying to stimulate economic growth and trying to reduce poverty. It's also very damaging to business. A lot of companies use the Transparency International Index when they're looking to make investment decisions. They decide if there's an added risk to investment in a country. And I believe the World Bank has estimated that corruption can act as much as a tax. It can add as much as 20% to the cost of doing business.
So this list acts in a way as a shaming device somewhat.
Well, we hope it's inspirational. We hope that governments...
It's the other side of the coin, yeah.
Exactly, carrots. We hope that governments will look at this index and try to improve their standing year over year. And there are many that have. And I think if other organizations like donor institutions that provide assistance to countries take this seriously, that can also help. And I mean, for example, you had the World Bank, which cut off development assistance to Kenya because the problem in that country for many years was so severe. The World Bank, since the new government has been put in place, has restored funding, and I think that sends a very clear message that can be very helpful.
Nancy Boswell, Managing Director of the U.S. Chapter of Transparency International, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca. Day-to-Day's a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.